This new film is called The End of the Line.
Everybody recognizes that there's major problems in the world's fisheries. And at one level, it's a question of how bad is it?
That's Bray Hilborn of the University of Washington, one of the scientists in the documentary. The film is a compelling argument that huge fishing trawlers are pushing the fish stocks to the edge. The first sign of a problem was the cod fishery off the coast of Newfoundland. It collapsed in the 1970s. But it seemed, despite problems here and there around the world, the total catch globally was going up every year. That is, until researchers realized just a few years ago, communist officials in China were reporting inflated fish numbers to impress their superiors. The world catch was actually shrinking. Scientists were stunned and worried.
For the first time in human history, the future of the food the world gets from the sea was in doubt.
Sent a shiver down my spine because that was the one thing that a lot of people were holding on to. Well, things may be bad, but at least we're catching lots and we're catching more every year, so it can be that bad.
Boris Worm at Dalhousie University is one of the researchers who confirmed the world catch is getting smaller. He and others have been studying the fact that boats are catching fewer fish, even though the nets are larger and the long lines they put out have more hooks. Claire Lewis produced the End of the Line documentary. She admits this leaves people who see fish as a good source of low-fat protein in a spot.
It's very hard. As a parent, you want to give your children and you want to feed yourself healthy food. You know that that's what fish is. On the other hand, we cannot possibly ignore what we're doing to the oceans in eating too many fish.
Today, in every ocean of the world, high-tech industrial vessels are hunting down every known edible species of fish.
The basic problem in most fisheries that are in trouble is too many boats.
Too much capacity chasing too few fish.
That last speaker is Charles Clover. The film documentary is based on a book he wrote by the same title. Like the film's producers, he wants people to be more aware of the plight of the world's fisheries. Producer Claire Lewis says there are examples where fishing is being controlled more carefully.
The most graphic example, I think, in our film is the fact that in Alaska, which is a very well-managed fishery, they take 10% of the stock only. In the North Sea, in the EU, they take 50% of the stock. Now, it seems to me that that's a really, really big difference.
Lewis believes if left to the big commercial fishing operations, they'd just keep fishing until fish stocks all collapsed. And she believes stricter government regulations and better informed consumers are the only things that will stop them.
I really do believe that it's the individual consumers who are going to make a difference to this. I think it's something we can all individually do.
The film tries to get people to start thinking about what they can do, such as asking about fish before you buy it, letting politicians know a sustainable fishery is important to you, and the film encourages people to get involved with groups such as SeafoodWatch.org. The End of the Line is narrated by actor and environmental activist Ted Danson. It's appearing in theaters across the nation. For the Environment Report, this is Lester Graham.